Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. Hi everybody, my name's Linda, and I escaped an internet cult.
And I'm Brenda, and what Linda said, me too. My fault.
Their fault.
So, if you ever, see, a weird internet cult, on your local news, it's probably the same one. And we survived.
My fault.
Their fault.
Moving on. Anyways, this is a podcast where we say a lot. Just kidding. Not really. My fault. And then we talk about pop culture. We love pop culture. All the girls love pop culture. You guys love it. We love it. And then we also talk about true crime, spooky, weird, paranormal, sometimes conspiracy, sometimes actually cult things. That's what we talk about.
Oh, yeah, we actually do talk about cults sometimes. My fault. it's a fun podcast. All the things you love, pop culture, fucking true crime, fucking weirdo shit. It's us.
And we're sisters. My fault.
This is us. We're sisters. We do have ADHD and dyslexia.
And honestly, probably what's it called? Tourette's, because we can't stop saying my fault.
And a weird auditory processing disorder. Anyways,
that's us. On. You like us.
This is us.
Anyways.
Hey. What's going on?
Well, The Hinge.
Oh god, not Hinge again.
Well, we talked about Hinge last week in the intro, if you guys listened, so.
Yeah, we did. We've both been on Hinge. Linda's way more professional Hinger than I am. I told y'all last week that I ghosted it. Well, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly excited about it, but I'm back. I'm giving it another shot, but I have a newfound theory on how I'm gonna do it, and it's called Brenda's a bitch. A big old bitch. I'm just not gonna give it all that much effort. I'm not gonna like dudes because I'm not gonna go to the Discover page and like them. You get 10 a day or what the fuck ever. Nah, that doesn't work for me because I never like them. So I'm gonna let the hot ones come to me, the cool ones come to me. I'm gonna let them talk themselves into a hole. I'm gonna let them start the conversation because I'm tired. And then I'm going to probably ghost them. Goodbye. It's just a weird thing. I'm trying to get out in the dating world, in the online dating world, because the whole world's a simulated fucking whatever, fucked up. Everything's online now. So I'm trying, but not that hard.
No, that will work. That method will work, for sure. If you don't like anybody, don't answer anybody, don't talk to anybody first, and then when you do talk to them, ghost them, you should definitely find a boyfriend, soon.
I will find a husband that way. No doubt about it.
That's how it works.
That's exactly how it works. No effort. That's how it works. All right. Anyway, what else? I can't talk today. What else is going on? Ooh. So our favorite fucking podcast, one of them, we love Lady to Lady, duh. We love That's Messed Up, an SVU podcast. I've just been calling it SVU lately. I don't know why, but, that's a show. But anyway, our girls, Lisa Traeger and Kara Kling.
They're our girls. They know us.
They know us. We're friends with them. Psych. Their fault.
Their fault.
But anyway, they freaking coincidentally, the very week after we did a deep dive on a psycho Jodi Arias, they did an episode of SVU that I didn't know was based off of Jodi Arias. I've seen that episode a million times. I did not know. It's called Rapist Anonymous.
I don't even think I've ever seen that one.
Oh, you haven't?
No, it didn't ring any bells, which is weird because I thought I'd seen every episode
wow,
three times.
Wow, spoiler alert, the one where Amanda Rollins goes to AA with her fucked up, stupid ass douchebag hat boyfriend?
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. I couldn't even picture him when they were talking about it. I know what they were talking about.
And the blonde psycho girl pushes the guy off the roof after she sucks his D.
No. No, I don't know.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, go back and watch it. It's a Rollins-heavy episode. I know everybody hates Rollins, but I fucking love her, so go fuck yourself. Anyway, but that's based on the Jodi Arias story, loosely. And so they go deep dive on a psycho. And Kara did a good job. She actually touched on some things that we didn't. She picked some different details, which were interesting for me as a true crime freak. One thing, oh my gosh, that I noticed, they bring this up. You know how Jodi Arias did that fucking weird headstand thing in the interrogation room? Mm-hmm. Do you know about the Amanda Knox story?
No.
Oh, damn. Well, Amanda Knox, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into it.
She the one that was kidnapped?
No. She's the one that really pretty white girl from like Oregon or some shit, but she went to Italy for like school, like she studied abroad, and she got accused of murdering her roommate.
Oh shit.
And nobody thought it was her, and she was actually imprisoned in Italy for years. She like just got out a couple years ago finally, like after a bunch of appeals and stuff. But yeah, another thing that a lot of people thought incriminated her was because she was acting freaking weird out of her mind when she went to the Italian police. She was like doing cartwheels in the waiting room and like making out with her boyfriend when her roommate had just gotten murdered and she was about to get accused for it. So my question is,
wait, did she do it?
Apparently not. I mean, she's free. Some people still think she did. I don't think she did, actually. I don't. I do think her behavior was very odd.
Well, is she just, like, manic or something?
Maybe. Maybe on drugs, allegedly. I don't know. Okay. A lot of people do still think. She did. Like, the Italian press, like, brutalized her, like, dragged her ass and, like, called her a lot of bad names. And I'm pretty sure Italy still thinks she did it, but most Americans don't.
It was an Italian girl she killed?
Good question. It was her roommate. I think they were both, I think she was British. I think she, don't quote me obviously, but I think her roommate, it was like, I think there was three roommates and the girl, I don't remember her name, I'm sorry, sadly. The girl that got murdered, sadly, brutally too. I think she was from somewhere, she's British, and they were both studying abroad and just living together. Like, they didn't know each other beforehand.
Oh.
But they were roommates and friends.
They were roommates.
And they accused it like a sex game gone wrong type of thing. It was real weird.
Let's play a sex game.
Let's, yeah, not. But, no, it's actually a very interesting story if you haven't heard about it. Maybe we'll talk about it someday. But anyway, why do killers or alleged killers do cartwheels in the police interrogation rooms? I just don't get it. Why would you do that?
Well,
I mean, I know Amanda Knox is, by all accounts, free now. Like, she's acquitted. So I'm not trying, excuse me, to say she's a murderer, but, like, why? Why would you do that, sweetie?
Because they think they're the main character of a movie. They think that they can, like, get everyone to just think that they're so, like, interesting and quirky and unique. And, like, a manic pixie dream girl.
True.
And they just do it for, like, weird attention because they feel so confident that they won't get caught. That, like, they just do weird things.
But in Amanda's case, she wasn't supposed to be the main character. Like, if she didn't do it, I mean, and by all accounts, she was acquitted, so let's just say she didn't do it, then why was she drawing attention to herself in the interrogation place? Like, I think she was actually in the wait, like, waiting to be interrogated, but why, at that time, would you decide to do a cartwheel?
I would blame that one on drugs.
Why would you do a cartwheel indoors in general, unless you're on drugs, or you're five?
Sometimes gymnasts do.
At the police headquarters?
Maybe.
Why would you ever do a cartwheel or a headstand or any yoga form of pose in a police station?
I know.
Why?
If you're, like, in a police station being interrogated and stuff, if your interrogator or there's a cop or, like, someone working there that was, like, you know, talking to someone about, like, gymnastics and cartwheels and stuff, maybe you would overhear it and be like, oh my god, I can do that too, do you want to see? And then you would do it.
I but other great than that cartwheel.
I don't know why.
One more. If your ex-boyfriend and or roommate slash friend just got murdered, why would you do cartwheels? At what point would you be like, it's time to do a cartwheel?
Maybe they're, like, celebrating their death that they caused.
Like, so-and-so will want me to do a cartwheel right now.
Yeah. We used to do cartwheels together all the time. They would want me to do this in,
in, like, commemoration?
Like, in memoriam.
Oh, wow. That's a weird cartwheel.
Yeah.
That's all I really have. I mean, go listen to that episode of That's Messed Up. Go listen to our episode. Compare the two. Contrast the two. Call 6 but 30 and tell them what you think.
We're still working on, don't worry, we're still working on merging our hotline with Lady to Lady's hotline so that anything that you guys want to tell us, you can just, it's all together. We're the same podcast. We are Lady to Lady. We actually are Lady to Lady.
They just don't know it yet, but you can tell them when you call their hotline. It's actually our hotline.
We actually made it for them.
We did. But no, for real, I'm going to give them a lady problem and ask them how to charge my own charge, how to start my own.
Ask them how to be part of their podcast.
How can I join? How can we be Courtney and Anna?
Who's that?
We can change our names. Remember the one, well, you don't listen to all the episodes, but one time, you know how everybody thinks that their theme song is weird
Yeah.
And doesn't say the right thing. And I called in and they actually posted it. But one girl, this is the best one. One girl thought, this is funny, that their theme song says, we've got Barbara, Brandy, Anna, Courtney, Tess. And she was like, what happened to Anna and Courtney? Wait, did you guys kick them off? She was like dead ass. Like, did y'all like kick them off? Like, are they just no longer friends? Like, did you guys have a falling out? Like, I don't get it.
That was like a listener who called.
Yeah, they called and she called and they put it on the end of their episode.
Okay, call that girl and then tell her that we're Anna and Courtney. They tried to kick us off their podcast and act like they didn't and act like we never existed. We've been with them from, we actually started the podcast.
We started a revenge podcast because we were mad at them, but now we're going to join back. We made up. We're best friends again, okay? Bye.
That's a good one. All right.
Sorry, she yells.
Sorry, my fault. A bug landed on my leg. All right, anyways, watch the news just in case. Bye.
Oh, whoa, bye. We'll be back with a Pop, Lock, and Drop It, our pop culture segment. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I had a good one last week. I went,
You did.
All right, bye.
We're back. You might hear sirens in the background. It's okay. Don't worry.
We're out of the cold. Don't worry.
We're out of the cold. They're onto it, trust me. Anyways, this is Pop, Lock, and Drop It. Let's just let them go.
Wow, that's a loud one, girls.
Alright, anyways, Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
Pop, Lock, and Drop It. Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
Do you want to know something?
What?
When I was in, like, fourth grade, my friend showed me that song and we would like think that we were the main characters and we would like pop, lock, and drop it like randomly like in the hallway when we're like walking in a line like to go to our next bullshit cafeteria or some shit. We'd like pop, lock, and drop it.
I love that for y'all.
Well, we were 10.
Did you actually know how to pop, lock, and drop it?
I think so.
I used to know. I used to be one. I used to know. Maybe I'll start again.
You probably can't. Have you checked your knees?
I mean, I can actually low-key twerk.
I can actually twerk for real, but not longer than like after like 45 seconds my knees are broken.
Can you do that like side twerk
sometimes?
I usually have to start slow and it looks really stupid and weird for like 5 seconds and then I get it.
Yeah, it takes a second for like my mind to catch up to what I'm trying to do with my butt.
Maybe we should practice twerking.
Okay. Anyways, so there's a Britney Spears update. This has become slightly a Britney Spears segment because, well, it has to be. Every week there's something new, so
literally breaking news every week.
Yeah, so she did another hearing on Wednesday, last week, and there was an audio this time, but which is fine.
There's a lot of quotes.
There's a lot of quotes, and she did, in fact, get to choose her own lawyer. She's a new lawyer.
I'm so excited for her. Have you watched, like, him speak yet?
A little bit.
I like him. I like his look. He looks pissed. He looks ready to defend her ass.
Yeah.
Go to bat for her. Apparently, he's been standing for her for a while. Like, he's been speaking out, but way before.
Yeah.
And she got to choose him. His name is Matthew something.
Matthew Rosengart.
Love the last name. And he said that they are going full force. They're going to get her out of this bitch. And she also, didn't she say that she wants to pursue, like, abuse charges on her dad?
On her pappy, yeah, she does, because he, like, broke in a door and, like, shook her son or something.
We referenced that. I don't remember which, if it was the Britney up. No, it was probably the last time we talked about Free Britney after her first hearing. But, yeah, there were always allegations that there was a fucked up situation with her dad and one of her sons that was confirmed.
Yeah.
He broke down a door and, like, shook him.
I think that son actually, like, what's his name? Like, Caleb or something?
No.
Anyways.
It's either Preston or Jaden.
Right, okay. I think he actually, I thought I heard that he, like, was on Instagram or something and, like, responded to a comment or something about that and said, like, he's a dick.
Yeah, I saw it. He didn't get that far into it, but yes, he did say that his, whatever, fake, what is he, like a grandpa?
Yeah.
His stupid grandpa fucked up.
But did you hear, this is what I'm a little bit confused about. I also heard recently that one of her sons, I don't know if it was that same one, like, went on Instagram and said something, like, on live or something about all of this conservatorship shit. He, like, said something, like, he told everyone to, like, relax. Like, it's not like she's, like, in jail or something. Like, she's fine. But, like, maybe he just doesn't understand, like, the gravity of it all because he's, like, young.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear that one. I didn't even hear about it. You know who else I love that's a son?
Who?
Mariah Carey's son.
Monroe?
Yeah.
That's the girl. Moroccan?
Yeah, that one.
What do you mean? You like him? Oh, man. Is he like 2?
No, he's like 8 now. You didn't hear them talk about it on The Read? We also like The Read. It's another podcast that we follow. But I don't even really want to get into it. Google it. Google Mariah Carey's son. He went off on Instagram Live, and it was so cute and funny. He was like, look, y'all, you don't know my mom. You can't talk about my mom. Don't try me. It's my mom.
Was that on his personal Instagram?
Yeah. He's like 8. He was like, and don't try to tell me that my mom doesn't know that I'm on here, and don't try to tell me what to do and tell me I'm going to get grounded and shit, because my mom knows everything and y'all don't know her.
Let's get him on the podcast.
I love him. So he's only 8, but let's, he's really cute too. Wow. Also, Nick Cannon, stop having all those babies. Well, do what you want with your life, but come on, man.
That's weird.
He had like 5 kids in 1 year.
More, I think.
Really? I heard like 4 or 5 in like the year of the pandemic. That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
By all different moms.
Yeah, for sure. Well, one mom had 2. She twins.
Oh.
Which is strange. So he has 2 sets of twins.
He must run in his family.
Period.
Unless Mariah Carey, she might have done like in vitro or whatever, where like the chances of having twins are way higher. I don't know that she did, so don't sue me. Okay, bye.
Yeah, anyways, my fault. Did you know that Britney Spears also, they took her hair vitamins?
I heard that. Yeah. Why would they do that?
Right, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What's the point of that?
First of all, hair vitamins, I don't know if y'all have used them.
They don't work?
I mean, they work, but like, it's not like an overnight like Chia Pet situation. Yeah. It's like, no. I took MSM for a while because Tiny Daniela does, and her hair's always been glorious. This girl we follow on Instagram, who's married to Tommy Sunshine, but that the MSM ones did work, but like I said, it's not an overnight thing. You have to take them every day, and it does help your skin too. And I did notice that my hair looked like thicker, and it did start growing. But again, like, it's not like it takes months and months of continual doing it. So why are they trying to mess up her hair?
Maybe to make her really insecure. And I actually feel bad now, because on this podcast I have been known to talk shit about her bad hair, and I was like, at the time I was like, girl, you're rich, you're Britney Spears, just get better hair, just get your hair done, like, your hair is terrible.
But she couldn't
even take hair vitamins, let alone get her fucking hairstylist in the building.
It was out of her control. And guess what else she couldn't do? Drink coffee.
Yeah, I wanted to say that too. Did you see the text message or something that her dad sent either to her or like someone else in charge of her about like freaking out about her like drinking a Red Bull, being like, you're not allowed to drink Red Bull?
What the hell? Obviously, I'm not a doctor, but if I had to guess, Britney Spears is goofy. She's a little bit hyper. She could have some ADHD qualities. It's okay. We do too. I love a good ADHD girl.
Mm-hmm.
Newsflash, people with ADHD need coffee. They need it to calm them down, actually. It helps them focus.
Yeah.
And what is wrong with coffee? It's not fattening, you know? Like, did you hear that he called her fat?
Mm-mm.
When? It was I don't remember. I don't remember what
during
year.
The weird blackout time when she came out on stage and everybody was talking about how fat and
actually no
was.
I think it was well after that. I want to say, don't quote me, but I want to say it was like around the time that she was getting ready to go on either like her Vegas residency or her tour, maybe after the Vegas residency, something like that. Like maybe when she was gearing up to start performing again, he like sat her down, and she thought he was gonna say something like comforting, and he was like, you know what, sweetie, you got fat, so we're gonna fix that for you.
It's not funny. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing
because it's terrible.
I'm laughing because you said sweetie.
Can you imagine if our dad like sat you down and was like, it's not okay that you're fat, but you did get fat, and we're gonna help you with it, we're gonna get you unfat? What would you do?
Cry,
tell him to go fuck himself? Like, that's so abusive.
Yeah, and you know what else? Now that I think about
it. And she was never fat, let's be real.
Right, that performance where everybody called her freaking fat.
I know.
Looking back, and at the time, I mean, I was younger, so I was, like, impressionable, and I was like, yeah, dude, she looks fat, she looks disgusting. Looking back, she's not fat at all! I'm fat, I'm fatter than her.
She was not fat at all. She didn't have, like, the extreme, like, 8-pack that she had for years and years, but she was by no means fat. She was probably, like, a size 4. Like, are you kidding me? Get a break.
That's really...
Catch a break. Give her a break.
Oh, did you see her last couple Instagram posts?
Which ones?
The third eye one?
No.
Wow.
I haven't been checking Instagram the last few days.
She posted, a weird picture, like, a little picture of, like, a graphic design illustration of, like, a girl with a third eye popping on her head, and then she made, like, a long post about, like, how much she loves third eyes and how important they are and how good it is to have your third eye pop in, and like,
wow,
what she feels like when her third eye is blocked and how she unblocks it. She, her favorite way to like unblock her third eye is like dancing and meditating and essential oils and flowers.
Wow, Brittany, I am so proud of you. You are evolved.
Yeah.
She's really actually into some of the same stuff that we are, like spirituality. I don't know about witchy stuff, but like, she's into like, you know, some holistic type of things. I didn't know about the third eye. Wow, she probably knows all about chakras.
Yeah.
I would love
to get her on the podcast.
Yeah, obviously, but I would love to make like maybe her write a book or something if she wants to. It's her life. Or, and like do like an audible and like narrate her own book where she talks about all the cool shit that she's into. Maybe not even like her celebrity side, but like just all the fun cool stuff that she's into. She's into a lot of cool shit.
Yeah.
I still don't understand the red dress post, but that's okay.
Me either. But the last post that she made as of right now was, it was like a post of like a picture saying something like, saying something about people that like are not there for you, but then they'll like come out and try and like act like they were and blah blah blah, and she made like a whole post about that, and people are saying that she's directing that to her sister, her little bitch sister.
Really?
And the post was essentially like don't people, like people in my family that were never there for me all of a sudden want to come out and act all self-righteous and whatever because of everything that's going on. Like, no. And she put like a bunch of middle finger emojis.
Yes.
And was basically like, go fuck yourself.
Wow, I bet that was about her sister.
Yeah.
Did you see the quote from this last one that she, not on Instagram, but from her last hearing? She's like, said, this is a paraphrase. She said like, yeah, the reason why I went crazy back then was because I found out that nobody in my family ever cared for me. Like, that would cause me to have a little bit of a meltdown, don't you think?
Yeah.
If you, like, came to the conclusion as an adult that your family that's supposed to love you and be there for you and support you has just been, like, fucked up and using you and, like, literally, she said she felt like they were trying to kill her.
That's scary.
It's very scary. And that, this is, like, this is, like, a true crime thing. I'm glad it hasn't happened, thank God. But, like, that would make, that's a psychopathic plan, but that would line up. I'm not saying that they did, don't sue me, but like, think about it. If they somehow drove her to, you know, go off this planet, then they would get all her money, they would get everything.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
So horrifying and sick.
Gross. Do you want to talk about something happier?
Yeah, let's happy it up.
Let me ask you this first.
What
if you answer this wrong? I quit the podcast.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer it right. Maybe.
Do you pick Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston prettiness-wise?
Oh, gosh. First of all, let me go on the record. I'm Brenda. I don't like either one of them. Never loved them.
Looks.
Looks-wise, Angelina all day, every day. Can't stop, won't stop. I never thought Jennifer Aniston. I'm not saying she's ugly, okay? I know, obviously, she's an actress and whatever. She's pretty. But I personally never, I just thought she was, like, your average girlfriend pretty.
Right. Like, if you go into, like, Target and see her walking around, you're like, oh, she's cute.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's got pretty hair.
She's cute, nice soul.
She's got nice skin. Yeah. You know? But no, I never understood why everybody went apeshit for her looks. Ugh. She's got a sickening body.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, she's got really perky boobs, but she uses fake nipples. And she's gotten a few nose jobs. I mean, I can't blame her. I probably would have, too. But Angelina Jolie, naturally pretty.
You don't like her, though?
No.
Why?
I think she's fake.
Really?
And I don't think she's a good actress. I know you love that stupid chicken movie, but I think she's a terrible actress, actually, and you can tell her that. And didn't you ever read all those weird-ass emails that came out when those emails got leaked, when, like, all those director and, like, I don't know, movie producer people, like, their Sony hack or whatever happened? She's weird.
I mean, yeah,
she's weird. She's apparently difficult. She's a difficult actress to deal with. Like, nobody wants to deal with her ass.
Are you sure you're not thinking of, like, Katherine Heigl?
No. Her, too, but no. Apparently, like, allegedly, Angelina Jolie is, like, pretty, she's got, like, a god complex thing, you know?
I would, too. I'm the most beautiful girl in the world.
I mean, she's absolutely, in my opinion, gorgeous, and those lips are real. And I don't know how she got, I mean, her mom was really pretty. She looked a lot like her mom, but her dad? Hurting. Her dad is like John Voight.
Yeah, he was in Holes.
He has no lips. how'd she get those lips? But they're natural. I've seen pictures of her when she was like 12.
Yeah. Her mom had nice lips.
Gorgeous.
Not as big as hers, but her mom had nice lips.
Beautiful big eyes.
Yeah.
She's like a tiny, petite little person with big boobs. I mean, come on. She's pretty.
Okay, well, she's supposedly dating The Weeknd.
Oh, great.
What do you think?
That's confusing.
Isn't that weird?
First of all, I thought that she was, like, sober. Maybe not. Maybe I made that up.
I don't know.
I know she had some issues when she was younger with, like, disordered eating and stuff and cutting and, like, some stuff like that I think she got help for. But, yeah, and I think she was doing drugs, allegedly, with Billy Bob Thornton when she was married to him. Remember that? Weirdest marriage.
I actually really liked that.
I like Billy Bob Thornton.
I do, too, and I think he's really hot, and I actually thought that they were, like, really hot together.
I don't know if he's hot, but
I do.
It seemed like they had a very, very passionate relationship, and they carried each other's blood in vials on their necks.
I love that for them, honestly.
But I don't know why they got divorced. Don't remember. But, yeah, I don't know. I could be making that up, but for some reason, I think she was on, like, heroin at some point and got off. I don't know if she's completely sober, but let's be real. The Weeknd, never. Never sober.
Right, but...
And apparently, allegedly, I've heard a lot of allegations that he's a huge cokehead. I mean, he literally puts it in his songs.
Yeah, no. He
puts it in his songs. And she's got a lot of kids, and she was really protective about Brad Pitt when they got divorced and the kids, so I'm surprised that she would let a, like, self-proclaimed coke addict into her life. But her kids are pretty old. Not all of them, though. She's got a lot.
Maybe he got sober.
Yeah, probably.
They're actually not as far apart in age as I thought. For some reason, I thought he was, like, still in his 20s, but he's actually 31. And she's only 46, which is younger than I thought she was.
I thought so. I thought she was closer to Brad Pitt's age. I mean, they both look great. The pitch looks great. For 46, yeah, she doesn't really look 46.
No.
I mean, yeah, that's not a huge age gap. I think that The Weeknd is attractive. I think he's a talented artist. Problematic with his drug use, maybe, possibly. I don't know. Maybe a little reckless, probably, possibly. But, I don't know, I guess. Good for them. She dates weirdos. And besides Brad Pitt, I don't think he's that much of a weirdo. But she's known to date weirdos.
Right, but she's weird. So I think actually be perfect.
She's very weird.
Did you also know, I heard this on TikTok from, my favorite girl, Teffy. Hello, Teffy.
Who's that?
That really pretty girl with the, like, long, straight, like, black hair. And she's got, like, a mole on her, face. She's, like... I know that you know her. I showed you her. Anyways, I saw a TikTok where she was talking about how Angelina Jolie, did you ever hear that Angelina Jolie apparently, like, hired, like, a hitman to, kill her for her?
What?
Yeah.
I have never heard that. When was that?
I think I read that
how do you hire your own hitman?
Well, here's the thing. She said all of this in, like, 2001 in, like, an interview or something. So it was before 2001. She said that she was, like, you know, really depressed and going through it. And she wanted to off herself, and she had already tried. But she started to feel bad because she didn't want her family to, like, feel guilty or, like, feel like they couldn't help her or all this. And also feel like she's going to go to hell because she offed herself and all this. So she wanted to have someone murk her for her so that her family wouldn't. It would be, like, grief, but it would be, like, at least you could, like, blame it on someone else and, like, kind of, like, celebrate her life because she was murked instead of, like, her offing herself and then her family feeling, like, guilty that they couldn't help her. So she met up with a guy. She met up with a guy in New York, and she said it, like, wasn't that hard, and she found him, and they talked, and she was pretty much planning it, and then she told him, give me, like, 2 months, and if I don't get back to you, then leave it alone, basically. And then she, I guess, decided against it, obviously, because she's still here. But then she said, like, you know, once she had kids, like, when she had her first kid, it, like, changed her mindset, I guess. And she, like, got out of that depression. But, yeah, she was, like, fucked up, depressed, and literally almost hired someone to murk her.
Okay, I would argue that it might be more traumatic for your family. Especially if it's a hitman. I'm guessing hitmen are pretty good at their job, so nobody would know who killed her, right?
Yeah.
So having family member, I mean, I watch a lot of ID channel, y'all. Having a family member never know and never getting closure and never knowing who killed their person and their family is deeply traumatic. I mean, it's obviously both deeply traumatic, but I don't think being murked is any less traumatic than offing yourself.
Yeah, but when you're that depressed, you're not thinking clearly.
True.
And there's also, like, the weird religious thing. Like, if you kill yourself, you don't go to heaven. My fault.
She doesn't strike me as a particularly a giving a F about that part.
I don't necessarily know if she was saying that she does, but or if she was saying that, like, her family would.
Okay.
That like, her family up. Not only would feel guilty that they couldn't help her, like, not off herself, but then they would also worry that she is, like, going to be in hell because she did it.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's a terrible story. And it's, like, in writing? Like, she said?
Yeah, she said it.
And it's on a TikTok?
I mean, it's in a real article, but yeah, I saw Teffy talking about it on TikTok, and that's what brought me here.
Wow. Well, I'm glad she got out of that mindset, because that's messed up.
Yeah, man.
That's super weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, God bless them. Whatever. Do you want to... let me think here. Actually, yeah, do you... real quick, I can talk. Real quick, Real Housewives thing, because we talked about it a lot last week. Apparently, the new Housewives of New York, their reunion is, like, on hold right now.
They're already done with their season?
It's not done, like, showing on air, but they're, like, done filming it. But they're, like, the reunion is, like, on hold, and the next season is on hold because their ratings are, like, historically low. Like, the newest episode had, like, the lowest ratings of all time.
I haven't watched. It's just my DVR. I said it last week. Like, it's not because I don't want to watch it. I just keep missing it, and my DVR keeps messing up, but... It doesn't necessarily surprise me. I actually did hear or saw online somewhere that there's rumors that Ramona is not going to be brought back.
Well, I wish she wouldn't, because honestly, I did watch the like last couple new episodes, and I actually really like Ebony now. I really like Ebony and Leah. I mean, Leah is weird in her own life, but I like her on the show.
I do too.
And I really like Sonia. And honestly... I think the reason why the ratings are so low is because Luann and Ramona are fucking... Well, Luann's really boring. I mean, honestly, she's really boring. She doesn't bring anything at all. And Ramona is a dumb bitch.
I think you're right about all of that. But I think a lot... Honestly, this is messy, but come on. It's a reality show. A lot of people, including me, are here for the mess. Are here for the drama. Mostly, I enjoy watching middle-aged women get hammered drunk and be weird. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't be sober, obviously. Like, I'm proud of Luann and Leah for being sober if they need to be sober. But it's kind of boring when only... And even Ramona doesn't even get as drunk as she used to. And Ebony never seems to be out of control. So it's sort of boring when only one girl is drunk all the time. I love Sonia. I love her, even when she does get really messy drunk. But, like, let's be real. We're here for the messy drunks.
I would say get rid of Luann, for sure. Maybe keep Ramona just for the antics. And then, fucking bring in someone new that will stir shit up, like Jill. Didn't you hear that they might be bringing Jill back?
I don't like
Jill
her.
Or Heather or something.
Who's Heather? Oh, God, not Heather.
I mean, I don't like them either, but it would be good to make mess.
Well, you need a villain, kind of, and you need a shit stirrer.
Yeah.
And none of them are really doing that besides sometimes Ramona. And I don't think her fan base is the same unless she has a bunch of weird conservative Trumpers.
She does. Trust me. I've seen the Facebook comments. She does.
But, like, you need somebody that's going to stir the pot and cause drama. That's just what reality TV is. And, honestly, the drama that's unfolded so far this season is kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where they messed up. They didn't hire enough cast members. They used to have, like, 6 or 7 freaking cast members. Like, what's up with her? I don't get it. Sometimes the New York ones were boring. I always liked Carol. But she's not coming back.
No. I liked Carol, too, like, as a person. But, I mean, I thought she was boring for the show.
Sort of, yeah. I never minded Tinsley. I know you think she's annoying, but I liked Tinsley, personally.
How?
But remember, they had some weirdos, like that one blonde, skinny, pretty girl. She was boring.
Who?
I don't even
remember her name. The girl with the fake leg?
No, I hated her too, though. Aviva? No, she was boring too, though. And then they had that weird New Yorker brown-headed chick, and then they had another brunette chick that was boring. They have had some boring girls, but they've done well with just keeping them on for one season and then dropping them.
Can we just get Bethany back, please?
I know. Bethany's always been my favorite, but apparently people don't like her either. You know who would be good to be back?
Cardi B.
Well, obviously, but Kelly Bensimone.
Whoa.
She would be interesting.
That would be nuts.
She's always going to do something weird.
True.
She cannot not be weird. But apparently she's like a real estate mogul now.
Oh, please. Give me a break.
Yeah. What?
So is Ramona.
Oh, go F yourself, Ramona. Come on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Anyways, do you really quick want to talk about Lil Uzi or Trick Daddy? You get to pick.
Ooh. Well, I don't know what happened with Lil Uzi. Except for he had that rose quartz in his brain for a while. His forehead. And it just... I love a good rose quartz, but it was huge. It was in his forehead. It was embedded. I saw a picture of it bleeding. It freaked me out. I can't look at pictures of him. And now, does he have a huge ass scar?
Probably.
I mean, it was embedded.
Yeah. I haven't seen his forehead in a while, but yeah, I would imagine you have to have a scar. How do you get a crystal in your brain?
Ew, I don't like to think about it, but I know there's drama going on with him, but I don't know about it, so let's hear it.
I don't know all the details either, but I'll just bullshit what I do know or what I think I know, so don't quote me, I'm not NPR. He's dating JT from the City Girls.
Okay, I did hear that.
Okay, he's kind of weird with her. There's been, like, Instagram lives where he says weird things to her. Like, I think they were, like, on an Instagram live with Young Miami, the other City Girl, who's like her best friend, and I think Young Miami was like playing around, joking, like fucking with Lil Uzi, and then he was kind of going off on her, and then I don't know, JT tried to say something, and then he told JT to shut up, because if he were to come like tongue kiss her right now, she would let him, so shut up. Like, he just says weird things to her, but I don't know how much of it is like jokes. Anyways, so like they're together. I don't know if they still are as of this moment. I haven't checked, but he used to date this girl named Brittany Bird or something, who's really pretty and stylish and cool. They broke up, whatever. Apparently he was like in LA or some bullshit, and she, his ex-girlfriend Brittany, was like at like a lunch date business type deal with some other rapper named like Saint John or some shit, I don't know, whatever. Somehow Lil Uzi Vert, who's by the way like 4'3",
is he really?
He's really short. I don't know how short, but I would imagine he
4'3".
not 4'3", but he cannot be taller than 5'3".
That's like little people big world, but
that's what 5'3"?
That's pretty short for a guy.
So little 5'3", little 5'3 Vert.
Maybe that's why he's called little.
Obviously he got out of the car, something ran up on them. There's conflicting stories, but last I heard, which is I think I actually heard on the read, he like freaked out and started freaking out, screaming at them. He like punched.
What?
I thought I heard, maybe I'm confusing this with someone else, but I don't think so. I think I heard that he like started punching her like in the face.
His ex?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I think at first the reports were saying that he was like trying to fight the guy, but...
Why, though?
I heard that he, like, was punching her in the freaking face and then even put, like, a gun to her...
Holy shit.
...stomach. And everybody around at the restaurant, you know, was freaked because this little midget... my fault.
Oh, man.
...has a gun in this girl's chest, like, at a restaurant, and then he just, like, dipped. And I think she had to go to the hospital to, like, fix her face that he punched.
Did anybody bother to call anybody? Like an ambulance or the cops?
I think he was long gone before the cops arrived. And honestly, yeah, I don't know all the details. Maybe I'll come back next week and update my bullshit story. But, like, I think he got away with it. And I don't know if him and JT are still together. I don't know why she would want to be with someone who is that obsessed with his ex-girlfriend that he, like, went and punched her in the face and put a gun to her.
Yeah, but there's no reason for that.
So probably break up with him. But I hope she did. I don't know. And, yeah, I don't know if he's got... you know, pending charges or what, but...
Wow. Get, like, a mood stabilizer, bro.
You would think someone that has, like, a rose quartz implanted into their body would be a lot more, you know...
Maybe it's because he had it removed, psych. yeah. Get a life. Why would you ever do that? Why would you ever jump out of a car in the first place and then punch somebody in the face, regardless, for apparently no reason? Unprovoked?
Drugs.
You think?
Crack
is whack.
Yeah,
Wow. All
right.
Do you want me to tell you about Trick Daddy real quick?
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
I mean, I...
Sorry, it was an acorn, my fault. Their fault. Acorn's
that's
fault.
That's weird. Acorn fault. I think I... Okay, guess what? I don't actually know all the tea. I know Trick Daddy apparently has been problematic for a while now. I grew up listening to Trick Daddy when I was way too young to be listening to him, but fuck it. Trick Daddy loves the kids. So, I like Southern rap. I like Trick Daddy. I don't know what the fuck he's been doing with his life lately. Apparently, Kid Fury says that he gained some weight. I haven't even seen pictures of him recently, but he gained some weight, and allegedly, according to Kid Fury, he's insecure about it and taking it out on the world. And apparently, he's been trying to fight people for a long time. I don't know all the details, okay? But this time, he tried to fight a girl outside of a club.
Beyonce?
No, he wishes.
He did talk shit about Beyonce singing, though.
What did he say?
That she can't sing.
Well, he can't sing, first of all. He talks really slow. Nobody fucks with Beyonce. What did Jay-Z say about that?
Probably nothing, because who cares?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's Beyonce. Yeah, I mean,
you can't say that Beyonce can't sing.
Nobody can fuck with Beyonce ever. Like, doesn't matter what you say about her. You're stupid. Yeah. She's perfect. Anyway, wow. So, no, this was, like, a Reggie girl. So I don't remember what city they were in, but they were at a club, and the cover to get in was $20. Woo, big deal. So, I mean, I'm broke, but, this girl, he wanted to pay this girl's way into the club. Okay, cool. Nice gesture. Thanks. I would let somebody do that, especially probably Trick Daddy.
Yeah.
But just because you pay somebody's way to get into a club doesn't mean they owe you anything. So pretty much they were in the club. According to this girl, she has, like, a Twitter thread about it. According to her, she didn't fuck with him in the club. Like, it's not like they hung out. It's not like he bought her bottles. She said that he was being creepy and staring at her all night from across the club. But, like, they never, like, really interacted or whatever. So then, I think everybody was drunk. And when it was time to leave, he and her left at the same time. And he was, like, following her around and trying to talk to her and trying to just bothering her. Trying to compliment her, whatever, but trying to, like, get her to come with him and whatever, and she was not having it. She was not interested. And basically a fight ensued. Like, she was going off on him, he was going off on her, he was threatening physical altercation shit, like, he was, like, threatening to swing on her. She did swing on him, but missed, and on Twitter, she said that was her biggest regret, is that she missed.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. I don't think anybody got arrested, but, like, come on, Trick Daddy. What are you doing with your life? Like, you're Trick Daddy, first of all. Even if you have gained some weight, you can probably get a girl that actually wants to hook up with you. Why are you pursuing this random Reggie girl?
Because.
Drugs?
Drugs.
Alcohol?
Alcohol, but also because Trina probably doesn't want him.
Apparently he talks shit about Trina too.
He tries to.
Wow, nobody talks shit about Trina. But Trina's problematic now too, isn't she?
Oh, no.
I used to love her, but what
happened? I think she's... I might be confusing her with someone else, but I think she is a little bit homophobic.
Oh, no.
She can't be. She can't be. I thought she was, like, on an episode of The Read.
I've heard them say, because I think Kid Fury is a Trina stan too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I've heard even he said, like, I don't know what to do for you, girl. I can't help you with that. I don't know, but I don't know what she said. I've just heard that she's become problematic.
I want to say it was a homophobic type thing.
Man, that sucks. I used to like her. I used to want to be her.
All right. Well, let's right. pop lock and drop it. Rest in
peace, Bismarck. Why Bismarck-y. Are we so sad? Bismarck, he died?
Yeah.
When? Wow.
Mom is the one that told me last night, and I was like, Mom, that's a rumor. Like, that is actually, like, a rumor that has gone around recently. Like, somebody said he died, like, a few months ago or something, and he was not dead, but he was actually, like, I think he was, like, sick or something. But, no, he died.
Oh, my gosh. But you don't know how?
I don't know how.
He's probably getting pretty old, but...
He wasn't. He wasn't that old.
Really? That song came out forever ago.
No, I think
before I was born.
I think he's only in his 50s, like, mid-50s.
Maybe he had heart problems?
I don't know. Remember when he was on Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah, I love that episode. I love Yo Gabba Gabba. Is that show still on?
No way.
Oh, man. Go watch Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, go on YouTube and look up remember, Is Mark Hugh Gabba Gabba, my fault.
Do you remember Razzle Dazzle Girl?
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite. Go look her up. We will... where is she now?
Let's get her on the podcast.
What was her name? I don't remember, but we will post a video of her. Razzle Dazzle. She was so freaking cool and funny, and I loved her outfit and her dance moves and her glasses.
All right, my fault.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick breaky break and then come back with,
part two.
Part two, the Galapagos Affair. Your fault. Okay. Hey. I'm back, Santana. Anyway, this is not Santana. This is, Annie, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Annie?
I got you a crescendo, Fanny.
He struck you in a window, Annie.
Are you okay? Cause I'm jealous.
I'm jealous that you're okay. You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal. Alright, goodbye. Actually, which version do you like better?
Oof.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
I think I like the Alien Ant Farm version better.
Sometimes I do,
honestly,
too.
Honestly, it's pretty good.
I like when Michael Jackson speaks up really high, like, but, Alien Ant Farm. Alien Ant Farm is a, that's a smooth criminal
that's
song.
That's actually probably the best cover of all
it's
time.
It's a fucking good song. Anyway, this is our True Crime Weird Freaky Deaky episode segment. I don't know why I said episode, my fault.
It's every episode.
It's every episode we do it. But anyway, so... last week, we chose to discover the Galapagos Affair. This is a weird story that has everything. It's a fascinating little murder mystery, fucking weird ass, donkeys, tits out, everything's going on, weird, no teeth. Wow. Okay, so let's give you a little quick recap, and then we'll get straight back into it. The Baroness. Time out. Who did we say the Baroness looked like? Lindsay Lohan?
I didn't say look like. I said she acted like. She gives the vibe of Lindsay Lohan, Luann from Real Housewives, Samantha from Sex and the City.
I thought
there was one more. No, you said there was one more, but you never said it.
We just kept saying that there's one more. Maybe we'll discover it today. We just kept saying that there's one more, but we never really figured it out. But yeah, we'll get to her, okay? So, let's recap. Okay, the Galapagos Affair, first of all, it's based on a documentary called The Galapagos Affair. And my rendition is based on a retelling of Georgia Hardstark's version on My Favorite Murder, which is like OG favorite podcast, right? It's episode 129. It's called Coincidence Island. It's one of my very favorite episodes. One of my favorite murder episodes. So, anyway.
Don't listen to hers, though. Listen to this one.
I mean, theirs is really good. I'm not going to lie. It's really funny. It's one of my favorites. But listen to this one first. And then you can go back and listen to theirs if you choose. But anyway, I think they have enough listeners, okay? They're like the number one podcast in the freaking universe. History of the universe. Anyway, so we're in Galapagos Islands. In like the late 1920s, early 1930s. We're on this island called Floriana Island. Okay, it's very, not inhabited by many people at this time.
I mean, you don't have to do all that. They can just go listen
to it. No, I'm not going to give the whole background. I'm just going to give a quickie. So there's like, basically there's two families living on this island. One weirdo, Nietzsche-loving, no-teeth fucker couple. His name's Dr. Frederick Ritter, but I call him the dentist. He was a dentist. And his girlfriend, Dora, she's got MS and he's controlling. And they love Nietzsche and they're weird. So they're on the island, they're fucking pissed off that this other couple arrived, but whatever, they can get over it, because they're about to get a lot more pissed off. So the other couple is the Whitmers. There's Margaret Whitmer is the wife, there's Hines is her husband, and they have a son named Harry, who's like a teenager, and then they never give the name of the baby. She had a baby on the island, but they never really talk about it. So this couple is normal, very normal. They live like further off. They don't really interact with, they do have to interact because like they're only like the only two families on the island, but they don't interact a whole lot. The Ritters, the dentist family, doesn't like them that much, but the Whitmers are normal, like totally Reggie. And they're by all accounts like kind of thriving right now. Like they're growing freaking gardens and they're just living their best lives. The weirdos are over there doing weirdo shit. Okay, so things are about to get real weird and interesting because somebody shows up. with two people on her hip. So her name, this is like the Lindsay Lohan acting girl. Her name, well, she's the Baroness, okay? We're going to call her the Baroness. Her name is really hard to pronounce. It's Eloise Werburn Wagner Busquat. No, never going to say that. It's the Baroness. Do you know what a Baroness is?
Nope.
I looked it up.
Like a princess? Like a fake princess?
That's what I thought.
Like a countess, like Luann.
Kind of, but really not that important. It's the wife or a widow of a baron. Okay, didn't know what a baron was, so I Googled that. It's like the lowest form of like some nobility in like British terms or whatever. It's basically a lord, like Lord fucking Disick. Okay. It's like a lord. So anyway, she's a baroness.
It's just like a fake title.
It's a fake fucking title that doesn't matter. Okay. So this baroness shows up, this crazy ass baroness. She shows up on a donkey, by the way, another donkey introduced to the story. Last week we told you Dora's best friend is in fact a donkey. I don't know. I guess donkeys live on this island. They call them burros on the My Favorite Murder episode. I'm not doing that. I'm calling them donkeys.
Yeah, they're donkeys.
She shows up riding a donkey.
Okay.
With two handsome younger men walking with her.
Like feeding her grapes?
Pretty much. Like okay. Cleopatra coming at ya. She's also German, by the way, whatever.
Like, fanning her off?
Like, fanning her off, feeding her grapes, holding her up, but the donkey's actually holding her up. Like, they are her little fuck boys.
Okay. I love that.
I actually love that for her, too. Like, they say in My Favorite Murder, she was well ahead of her time. She's also a crazy bitch, but we'll get to that. So, she gets to the island. She's like, guess what, bitches? I'm here, and I'm queer, and I'm gonna open a luxury hotel for millionaires, and you can't stop me. Okay, so that's a weird idea. Nobody goes to that island, and it's a rocky fucking volcano, but okay, whatever. Everybody's pissed immediately. Also, she carries a gun, like, on her hip all the time with, like, an elephant tusk ivory handle. Kind of interesting, kind of weird. Don't kill elephants. I love elephants.
No, but they didn't care back then. 1920s? No, all the elephants are dead.
All of them?
Yeah, they're killing them.
I mean,
them
yeah, they used to do that all the time. So she's got this ivory fancy pistol.
Ivory was like a big deal back then, was it not?
Yeah, it's actually really beautiful.
No, it isn't.
I mean, beautiful on an elephant.
Yeah, on an elephant. Let's leave the ivory on the elephants,
let's
people.
Let's leave them to have their own little beautiful ivory. Anyway, so okay, she's got a gun and two lovers. Their names are Robert Philipson and Rudolph Lorenz. Rudolph Lorenz is a blondie, and Robert is a brownie.
Okay.
So they willingly come to this island with her. And I don't know. They're like I almost said pandemic. Whoops. They're like pansexual or some shit. I don't know. They got some lover shit going on.
I think you mean like polyamorous.
Polyamorous. What's pan? Maybe they're pan.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know if the boys are hooking up too, but who cares? It's their business, not mine. But why did I write Jap? Don't know. I wrote, that's a weird note, Brenda. Okay, anyway, sorry. All right, so this girl's like a dominatrix style. Like, she's...
Oh, maybe you're trying to say, like, Jewish American princess.
Maybe. I mean, she does sort of give that vibe, maybe.
Okay.
I think I actually just wanted Siri to say something in Japanese for me, but
okay.
I forgot.
That
anyway,
makes more sense to us.
Yeah, that
not
makes,
to you guys, but to us.
I will always ask Siri to tell me things in Japanese. Anyway, she's like a dominatrix bitch, okay? She's very flamboyant. I can't talk. She's very flamboyant. She's also very ill-tempered. She's hothead. She's also like a complete narcissist, like full of her fucking self. They say on the podcast that she looks like Maggie Gyllenhaal, though, so I don't know what...
what there was to be so confident about.
I mean, Maggie Gyllenhaal's a great actress, whatever, but, like, she's not, like, a bombshell. But anyway, who cares? Sorry, Maggie. Didn't mean to do that.
Just your opinion.
That's just my opinion. Anyway, she thinks she's a bombshell. She walks around with, like... Okay, do you remember my favorite episode of Intervention?
The freaky girl losing it in the cemetery?
Whoa.
The girl with the whippets.
Oh, that did whippets?
Yeah.
I'm walking on sunshine over here. She's one of mine, but no. The one that's, she's really pretty, but she's like a middle-aged mom. She's blonde. She's on meth, and she walks around in her neighborhood with a bikini and like those mesh, like a mesh. She's the one that says dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
Oh yeah.
She goes into like full up, like blown meth psychosis. Anyway, this girl, you can look her up. Maybe we'll post a picture. I love her. She used to remember she used to wear that like mesh like head
yes.
dress, and then she would wear like these meshy, like see through yeah. like tops.
Like that mesh headdress that I have. That yeah. Me with
yeah.
A knife.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So she is giving these vibes. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. She wears, the Baroness wears like these mesh tops, but no bra, no bathing suit. She just lets her tits fly in the wind.
Nice.
Yes. She also walks around unapologetically, like in her bra and underwear, and doesn't give two fucks. Go fuck yourself, she says. That's her favorite line. I'm probably sure. So
probably sure.
And then last episode I mentioned like there's like these weird scientists that are like fascinated by these people living on this island, and they would like sometimes visit and like try to visit, and Dr. Dentist Fuckhead would like try to scoot them off, but no, the Baroness loved it because she loves attention. So she convinced, this is so fucking weird, she convinced the captain of one of those ships to make a silent film starring her and her tits.
Part.
Yeah, it's brief, but she convinces the captain of some ship to make a silent film starring her. She's the main character, of course.
Wait. What does this captain know about filming movies?
That's what I said. Like, what, are you a director now? Apparently he is. And they did it. I don't know what it's called, but they made a silent film of her, and she's like a man-eating pirate girl.
There's, like, real footage of this?
Yeah. It's, like, a real movie. I don't know what it's called, though. My bad. But my fault. Yeah. So that's the type of person she is. Like, she reels dudes in. She convinces them to make it all about her. She convinces them to do things and give her gifts and make movies for her.
Okay.
About her. But she's not that cool all the time.
So far, I like her.
I mean, she's an interesting girl. Yeah. I mean, Karen says it in My Favorite Murder that it's, like, her favorite character. She's, like, she's fucking cool. But she's also not cool because she points her gun at people all the time for fun.
Drunk.
I don't know if she was drunk, but, or just mentally weird, but, excuse me. Yeah. Apparently she points her gun at people for fucking fun all the time. Like a joke, like a sick little joke.
I don't like that game.
I don't like that game either. Stop it. And, she also like chases people, some people off the island with the gun.
Who? What people?
Like, people that try to come visit.
Okay.
She chases them off with her little pistol. And this is the really messed up part. This is so messed up. This is how you know something's off. She shoots animals in the leg for fun, just so she can nurse them back to health. What are you, an angel of death?
Oh, wow.
Who does that? A sociopath, right?
But she does nurse them back to health?
She does nurse them back to health, but that's a weird God complex thing. Why are you injuring innocent animals? Why do you feel the need to nurse them back to health? Who are you, a cult leader?
That's weird.
Like, what are you doing with your life? Is that just a fun game for you?
Sounds a lot like someone I know. My fault.
Me too. My fault. And, like, I mean, nothing about that is good. Don't ever hurt animals.
No.
And that's, like, a classic red flag. Like,
yeah.
Nobody hurts animals for fun unless they have something messed up with their heads.
Damn, she sucks. All
right. All right, yeah. She does suck. She's also a big-time shit stirrer. I don't know. You might think this is funny. She... Remember all those donkeys?
Mm-hmm.
She gets donkeys. She gets a donkey. I don't know if it's her pet donkey or what, but she gets a donkey, and she, just for fun, puts it on the Whitmer's patio.
They have a patio?
Yeah. They have, like, a nice little setup. But, she, yeah, just for fun, she puts it on the patio in, like, the middle of the night, and the husband, Hines, comes out, and he's like, shit, there's a wild donkey on my patio, and he shoots it.
Oh, no.
So, like, why did you do that? You thought it'd be fun to somebody else to shoot a donkey and, like, terrorize their kids, probably?
Wow.
Like, that's traumatic. Okay. She also steals gifts. So people like were sending gifts to the island because, people were fascinated with these people living on the island. And we talked about it last episode, but like they, like German newspapers were like, writing articles about them all the time. And it was like modern day Adam and Eve. So like people, they were almost like celebrities in a way. So people did used to like send them gifts to the island. And I'm sure family members too, like, the Dentist family and the Whitmer family, like, they would get sent gifts and letters. And they would also send out letters. The Baroness stole all their gifts. Like, she would run up to the shore as soon as the gifts arrived, and she would steal them, jack them. for herself. Wow. She would also, this is fucked up, she's a modern day, nope, not modern, but 30s catfish. She used to fuck with the mail. So, like, they would write letters out to their families and stuff, or, like, to the press or whatever. She would fuck them up and change the, she would go into their letters, open their mail, change the wording all around, change them up, and make her the main character. So it was all about her. She would take things out of their letters and insert herself.
Well, as if, like, they're writing home about this baroness.
Yes, like, these wild, scandalous, like, kind of, like, gossipy, but, like, all about how cool this baroness is, and, like, she's a badass and all this shit. And people believed it. Like, I don't know if the families knew she was doing that, but they believed it. So then she would get these, like, lover boys from, like, Germany, like, sending her specifically gifts, too. Like, it's just not, I said no gifts. She loves gifts.
Wow.
So, they tried to, like, the other families, like, tried to complain about her to the governor, but guess what?
Governor of what? Ecuador? Galapagos?
Galapagos was owned by Europeans by then, but, yeah, the governor of whoever was owning the island at the time. Mm-hmm. So they, like, wrote letters, and they were like, this bitch is crazy, and she's fucking with us. And the governor comes to visit. Guess what? He falls in love with her.
Oh, no.
He falls for her. She's apparently, like, very, what's the word? Like, what's the opposite of a womanizer?
Like a fuckboy?
Like a man-eater? Like, if you're a womanizer, but you're a woman?
like a slut?
No. She's like a lady killer. Nope, that's not right. She's like a tantra. Nope, that's not a word. She's like a entantress kind of thing. Like, she, like, likes...
Entantress?
That's not a word, is it?
Enchantress.
Enchantress. She's kind of like that. Like, she gets these guys over, and she, like, makes them fall for her, and... She probably is a little bit skanky, blanky. I mean, she walks around topless all the time. Whatever. Who cares? So, she gets the governor to get on her side. And I don't know if they banged or what. But, so he's like, guess what? I love this bitch. I love her, guys. She's cool. I'm going to give her 4 square miles of land, including this one stream. The one stream of water on the island that everybody was sharing at the time. He gave it to her. And then he gave the other two families only 50 acres each, which is still a lot, but, like, come on. He gave her 4 miles, 4 square miles. That's huge. It's like a town. To open her little, what she called, Hacienda Paradiso. That's the name of her hotel.
For free. She didn't have to pay for
that. No, he gave it to her.
No rent.
I mean, I don't know if there was sexual gifts exchanged, but no money. No money.
That's... Okay.
Okay, so shit's about to get weird here. So, remember, she's got the two fuckboys, Lorenzo and Robert. Not Lorenzo, Lorenz. Shit starts getting bad because there's a big drought in 1933. Okay, so everybody's pissed. There's no water. There's no food. Plants are dying. The weird little Nietzsche dentist people are vegetarian, so that's probably sucking for them. And the Baroness has the one stream anyway. So, like, everybody's pissed. All right? So then... And by the way, the hotel, they do build the hotel, but it apparently it's a big shithole. It's like a shit box. It's like, it's not a paradise. It's like not cool. It's gross. It's gross. Not sanitary. So this is where shit gets weird. For whatever reason, it's unexplained. The Baroness decides that Lorenz is not only a fuckboy, but a whipping boy. She starts starving him intentionally. And she starts beating him.
Oh.
And she starts letting the other boyfriend, Robert, beat him too. Like, they are literally torturing and terrorizing this young man.
Oh, wow.
I know. I feel so bad for him.
It's a real cult.
Like, I mean, it's a cult. He got himself into a cult. I'm sure it sounded fun at the time, but it is not fun anymore for him.
Trust us. We would know.
Yeah. I don't know if they were, like, into some, like, what do you call, like, BDSM type of stuff, maybe. But either way... He didn't ask for this level of it.
Well, then it's not BDSM if it's not fully consensual.
Exactly. Like, I think, I don't know, maybe they were at one time into whips and chains, but, like, this took a turn, and now they're just fully beating him and starving him and, like, torturing him. So that's terrifying, right?
How do you leave? How do you leave the island if you want to?
Oh, you're about to find out.
Okay.
So also, there's this, like, little side note. There's rumors, like, while the other two guys on the island, Mr. Whitmer and the dentist, apparently, like, can't stand her ass. Allegedly, they pay her visits. They pay her visits.
The husband?
Privately. Yes.
Okay.
So, I don't know what's going on there, but what do you think is going on?
You know what's going on.
I think think there's some hooking up going on.
Uh-huh.
And she is going to get what she wants. So she probably seduces them and shakes her tits around. Anyway, so eventually, this guy, Lorenz, the guy that's getting whipped and beaten, and it doesn't sound consensual anymore, he goes to the normal family, the Whitmers, and asks them for help. He explains what's going on, and he asks for help. And they take him in for a little bit. And that, like, really pisses her off. Obviously, she's got a gun. She beats people for fun. She shoots animals for fun. She fucked with donkeys for fun. She gets donkeys murked. Like, who does that? So she's pissed. But Lorenz spills the tea. Spills the tea on her. Guess what?
I don't know.
She's a fucking catfish. She's not a baroness. She never was.
Well, a baroness isn't even, like, a real thing to begin
with. I know. Choose a different title, honey. But she is not a baroness. She's a fake. She's a liar. She was actually a fucking cabaret dancer.
Luann.
I know who it reminds me of. It just hit me.
Luann.
Well, oh, yeah. Luann does do cabaret. Holy crap. I forgot about that. Yuck. But,
Luann based her whole personality on this lady.
Maybe she did. Wow. Ew. But no, she reminds me of, I don't know how familiar you are with the Manson girls.
Not.
Oh. Well, she reminds me of Sexy Sadie, who actually was not sexy. She had a mustache. But Sexy Sadie was one of the girls that did a lot of the murders, and she was the most psycho, and she was the one that ended up blabbing about it in prison and got them all caught, which they should have gotten caught, absolutely. But she was like the, like, weird, like, she was like the most evil, not the most evil, I think Charles Manson was, but like, she was like the most evil girl. That's who she reminds me of. And Sexy Sadie was an ex cabaret dancer herself. So that, I think that's my fourth person that she reminds me of. Fucking psycho ass Sexy Sadie. She's dead now. She died of a brain tumor. Anyway, so she didn't live in Vienna. She lived in Paris and possibly met these two guys, Lorenz and Robert, like, at some, like, freaking boutique or something there. So he spills the tea. He's like, she's not who she thinks she is. Like, I hate her. She's a liar. Help, help, help. And then there's another. So at this point, it's 1934. There's another freaking drought, and it's 120 degrees now, and everybody's miserable.
What do you do?
I don't know. Like, can you imagine living on a remote island, 120 degrees, no water, drought, no food?
No electricity.
I don't know about electricity, but probably not.
Electricity on the freaking, on a volcanic rock island in the 1930s? Get a life.
Yeah, one thing they don't explain, I'm assuming they probably do in the documentary, but I'd like a visual. It's like, yeah, where were these people living? We know that the three little homies were living in that shitbox, but I don't know if they, like, built real houses or, like, huts or what, but it can't be pleasurable. So, anyway, shit's hitting the fan, and it's gonna get really weird right here. Everybody's miserable. So, one night, in the middle of the night, Dora, of all people, the dentist's wife or girlfriend that is probably, she's also miserable. She's got MS, and her husband or boyfriend is a Nietzsche-loving fucking freak that pulled her teeth out and doesn't let her do anything. And, like, doesn't, like, they have to share their teeth, okay? And he tells her that her MS is not real and she needs to get out of her own head. So go fuck yourself, dentist.
But, and he also is too busy chewing his food compulsively to talk to her.
My God, he was obsessed with chewing his food all the time. That's right.
And he allegedly is probably cheating on her with the Baroness.
Yeah, like, come on. So, Dora hears a really loud scream in the middle of the night. Okay? She notices it. She wrote a book, too. Dora wrote a book, and the Whitmers wrote a book, and there's this, like, documentary. But anyway, so, that happened. So then 2 days later, Margaret Whitmer, the normal wife, she shows up with Lorenz to, like, the dentist's joint, and they show up acting sketchy, acting shady, kind of acting weird, and we know that Margaret's not normally weird. They show up with this random story, and they're like, oh, hey, by the way, I know you hate us, but, like, let you know, the Baroness, like, told us that she was leaving last night, and, or, like, 2 nights ago, and she, like, left on a yacht to Tahiti with Robert in the middle of the night, and, by the way, she told us that we can take everything. So Dora thinks that's weird. I don't know what the dentist is doing. He's probably over there in the corner chewing food.
Wait, hold on. I'm confused.
What?
The Whitmer wife and Lorenz, the bitch boy, came to tell Dora this?
Yeah, the one that was getting whipped. So remember, they took him in. Okay. The Whitmers had taken him in because he was trying to escape from the psycho Baroness. And so then Dora hears a scream in the middle of the night. And then 2 days later pass. I wonder why. And then Margaret Whitmer, the normal wife, and Lorenz, the boy she had taken in, they go over to Dora and the dentist's house, and they're like, yo, by the way, Baroness left. She left with the boy. They're going to Tahiti on a yacht. They said they may never come back, and that we can take all their belongings, which Dora immediately is like, okay, well, I know the Baroness is a dumb bitch about her belongings. Like, she's like a little fucking hoarder, and she steals everybody's gifts, and she's a bitch. So that's weird to her. So anyway, Dora goes back to the hotel place with the other two to like scope out the scene. And this is like the telling sign here. She sees a book on the nightstand that apparently, this is so wacky. This is like some Jodi Arias shit. Apparently the Baroness used to walk around with this fucking book all the time, and it was like her prized possession. She like never left home without it. Do you want to guess the book?
Fucking 48 Laws of Power.
That would really line up. I don't know if that was written yet.
Probably not.
This was like the early 30s. I'll just tell you. I don't know if you've ever read it. It's a fucked up book. The Picture of Dorian Gray.
No.
Oh, wow. It's a really good read. It's short. It's old, but it's short. It's a good book. It's kind of a weird thing for a Baroness to just walk around with all the time, but it's basically about a guy that like is obsessed with not aging, and then shit gets fucked up and there's murder. But anyway, so the Dora chick, she knows that the Baroness would never leave without that book. A kind of a weird thing to never leave home without, like maybe your passport, maybe your fucking driver's license, maybe like your wallet. I don't know about the Picture of Dorian Gray, but okay, whatever. So that's like, oop, red flag for Dora. She knows something's weird. But the two families do end up taking all of her possessions. So at some point, like, they were like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck her. Okay, so then Lorenz is like, fuck this shit. I gotta go. I gotta get off this island. I gotta go. I got to get out of here. Please help me get out of here. But they can't help him. So he finds this weird... So wait. Let's go back. What do you think happened to the Baroness and Robert? Do you think they really escaped on an island or to Tahiti on some random yacht? And by the way, they lived on a remote island, a tiny island. Nobody reported ever seeing any yacht or any noise. They could apparently hear, like, when ships were arriving. Nobody heard anything except for that weird scream in the middle of the night.
Well, but why didn't she go investigate the scream when she heard it? She waited 2 days?
That's a good question. She didn't investigate it at all until they came to her.
Did her husband hear it?
Probably not. He was chewing too loud.
Okay.
So, yeah. What do you think happened? Do you think they really left?
No. The little boyfriend that was getting beat up, Lorenz, he killed them for sure.
I think somebody got murked in the middle of the night, and it's weird, but
I don't... They threw their bodies in the volcano.
Maybe. No. Okay. So, by the way, nobody ever finds one trace of them. They never show up in Tahiti. Nobody ever sees their asses again. There's no evidence of their bodies or anything. But
they're just gone forever. Like, they never
forever
reappear in Europe.
Aaron Hernandez.
Or...
No, they never reappear.
Which is weird, because obviously someone like her, she would reappear somewhere, somehow. She would come back.
And yeah, obviously she's obsessed with herself. She had to be the main character. And she was obsessed with guys with money and shit. So, like, you would think if she planned for a yacht to come pick her up in the middle of the night and go to Tahiti, that person sailing the yacht would know what the hell they were doing, right? Like, she wouldn't just go with some random hobo. Like, come on. So, no, there's no evidence of them ever. Never shows up. But get this, there is like weird trees on this island that are apparently, I don't know what they're called, what type of tree, but apparently it's a well-known fact that these trees, when you burn them, they get so hot that it can literally burn bones. You know how bones are really hard to burn?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently this type of tree will burn bones.
How'd they figure that out?
Good question. I don't know. They don't really explain it. Maybe they do in the documentary. But that's the thing that happens. Like, there is those weird trees. So I think the families assume that somebody murked them, whether it was Lorenz. I don't know if Margaret would have done it. I don't, maybe Margaret's husband did it, but I think Margaret is enmeshed. I think she's involved. I think she was probably, she's motherly, she's nurturing. She's probably just trying to help Lorenz, and she, whatever, she was fine with whatever went down that night. So, I mean, I think they absolutely got murked. I mean, come on, they never show up again?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Lorenz is like, get me off this fucking island. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, yeah, there was a drought, everybody was miserable, but he had, by all accounts, been taken in by this family. But I get it, you know? You just went through a traumatic experience in this fucked up island, you want to get off. So he's desperate to get off this island, and he finds this Norwegian guy, a fisherman.
How are they just finding people? There's no phones.
They are sailing by.
And what, they just, like, throw their hand up? Like, what's up?
Yeah, I think. I mean, maybe he was just, like, fishing off the shore of the island. Somehow, like, Lorenz gets this guy's attention. And they also, they had visitors. Like, they weren't always welcome visitors, but, like, they did have people, like, you know, sailing by and, like, wanting to, like, peep it. It was like a tabloid kind of thing. Like, yeah. People were fascinated with these families. So Lorenz flags this Norwegian fisherman, and he's like, get me off of this freaking island right now. I have to go now, tonight. But it was Friday the 13th. So the Norwegian fisherman was like, no, sweetie, I don't do Friday the 13th. I don't. Maybe he had, like, planned on spending the night, like, on the island for the night, because he doesn't sail on Friday the 13th. I guess he had a superstitious thing with that. Don't blame him.
Okay.
So he's like, no, I'm not doing Friday the 13th. Nope, can't help you. And Lorenz is like, no, I'm desperate. I have to get off this island tonight.
No, just wait till tomorrow.
I know. Like, why can't you just sleep it off, man? You already murdered the person we'll that you were worried morning. About. Like, nobody else is going to murder you here.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, but whatever. He was losing it.
You're not going to get arrested. There's no police here. Just wait until the morning. We'll leave.
Obviously, your friends are accessories to the murder, so they're not going to call the cops on you. There's no phones.
Like, you're come okay. on.
He, yeah, I think he was just going through it.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, he offers a certain amount of money to this guy, and apparently enough for this guy to get over his little superstition. So they sail off Friday the 13th, okay? Meanwhile, on the island, everything is fucked and miserable. It's like there was like a curse or something, it seems. I wonder who said it. But anyway, probably the freaking Luann Baroness cabaret girl. But so, like, they have pigs on the island too. And I guess the dentist and Dora, like, gave up their vegetarianism because they got desperate. So, and remember, like, the dentist is, by all accounts, a control freak and, like, mean, like, abusive to his wife. They don't say ever, like, he physically abused her, but definitely some mentally brainwashed mindfuck.
Yeah, I mean, he took her teeth.
He took her teeth.
Told her that her MS wasn't real.
And he was resentful about her and talked shit about her in letters and said she was, like, weak and whatever. Go fuck yourself. So, they have these pigs on the island that they were, I guess, like, trying to raise to eat. But the pigs get sick. And the chicken, they have chickens too. So this pig gets, like, botulism. And the chickens eat the pig. I didn't know that chickens eat pigs. Did you?
Chickens eat pigs?
Yeah.
No.
On this island they do.
No, I think you've got it backwards. What do you mean? How does a chicken eat a fucking pig? Pigs eat everything. Pigs eat everything. Pigs eat bones.
Yeah, pigs eat humans if they want to. But
sure, that's what happened.
I don't think the chickens were in their right mind, I guess. I didn't even know that chickens ate meat.
Ugh, I don't know. Why are you telling me this?
Okay, so the chickens eat the pigs. And then all the chickens die because they ate a sick pig. And the people, Dora and the dentist, are like, fuck it, mask off. We're going to boil the gross disease off of these chickens, because if you boil them hard enough and hot enough, then it'll, like, boil away all the disease.
Yeah, I thought that's how it works.
Not this time. Maybe they didn't boil them enough, but Dora feeds. She didn't need it. She fed the chickens to her dentist.
Here, you use the teeth first, sweetie.
Yeah, here. Try out the teeth. I'll give you the teeth for the night. Trust me. These are your teeth. I'm done with them. I don't need them anymore. So, okay. He eats it. The dentist eats the freaking fucked up chickens. And he immediately gets very, very sick. Botulism. I don't know what that is, but it's a fatal. So he gets really, really sick. like bad seizures, foaming from the mouth.
Oh my god.
Like can't
just
move.
From a bad salmonella chicken?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So apparently this is the weird part, another really kind of weird part. Dora waits. She waits a long ass time. He immediately got sick and started like convulsing, but she chose for whatever reason.
She wanted him to die.
She's probably sick of it. Like, I'm sick of not having teeth.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
I'm sick of having MS. This island sucks. There's no food. I'm tired.
Kill him.
So she waits a very long time. I don't know how long exactly to get help, but she finally calls on Margaret to help. And she's like, what's up? My dentist boyfriend is really sick. Can you come help? So Margaret shows up and is like, what the fuck? Like, why did you, he's obviously dying. Like, it's too late for me. I'm not the dentist. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what to do for this guy. He's dying. At this point, he can't talk. He's so sick, he can't talk. And Dora, the girlfriend, she paints this picture in her book. Like, it was like this weird, like, beautiful, like, last moments kind of thing. Where, like, she was, like, reading him his favorite probably Nietzsche books, and like like it was like a loving moment when he died. Margaret tells a way different story.
Okay.
Margaret's like, no, that's not how it went down at all. This is how it went down. He was so fucking sick and dying, and he couldn't move and he couldn't talk, and I was trying to help him, but it was beyond help, and he grabbed a pencil. He grabbed a pencil and he couldn't talk, but his last words he wrote. Do you want to guess?
Wrote on what? Where's the paper?
I don't know.
Where'd the paper come from on an island?
I'm assuming they brought it because they wrote all those letters. I guess they had like an endless supply of freaking paper.
Okay.
So he writes his last words in pencil on a piece of paper.
Let me guess.
Guess.
How many words?
Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. Psych, 7. 7 words.
Oh, man. His last words while he's convulsing?
7 words, 1 sentence.
None of it mattered anyways, because I'm Nietzsche.
Yeah, none of this matters. I'm Nietzsche. That's 7 words.
There you go.
Nietzsche is my idol.
My fault.
Nothing matters. The world is bullshit. My fault. do you want to guess that again? Remember, Dora said they had a very loving last moment. Like, he was in love with her. Like, I love you forever. My fault. Sorry, I took your teeth out. I was wrong about the chewing.
Here, keep these teeth in safe space.
My teeth are your teeth now. Forever. My teeth are the new heirloom.
Keep these teeth safe, please. My fault.
Keep these teeth safe. Rest in peace, Nietzsche. You don't have MS. Psych, your fault. MS is not a thing. I love you.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, MS man. Is not a thing. Never loved you. You
said.
Bore me with your MS. All right, do you want me to really tell you? It's really bad. You're going to laugh.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
What is it?
He wrote, Dora, you're lying, girl, because he did not love you. He wrote, I curse you with my dying breath.
Ooh.
Do you want to hear it again?
Oof.
I curse you with my dying breath.
Wow.
In pencil. You probably should have wrote it in pen, but okay.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about that?
I mean, he probably really did curse her.
You think he realized she murked him?
Yeah.
Why else would you say that?
I mean, she obviously didn't go to get help when he's seizing and foaming at the mouth. Obviously, you tried to kill me, you bitch.
True, and I don't know much about botulism death, but I wonder, I'm sure, I don't know, it seems like his brain was still working if he could write out that line.
Dang,
dude. It's not like he was, like, subconscious. I said subconscious. It's not like he was, that's not even the right word, unconscious. He wrote out, I curse you with my dying breath. So he knew.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, so this is like when the island is fucked, okay? This is, at that point, whoa, fucked. So that family.
So he dies. He's dead.
He dies. Yes.
Nice.
Dora eventually goes back to wherever she came from, Germany.
Oh, she leaves.
Yeah. I don't know the timeline, but yeah, she doesn't stay.
Does she get teeth when she goes back to her
home?
Oh,
man, I hope so for her case. Do you think she kept his teeth? For real? Like, do you think she wore the stainless steel teeth? Where she, maybe she was like, I'm tired of not having teeth. I'm the teeth. These teeth are mine. Maybe that's why that was her motive for murder. She wanted those teeth.
Fuck.
So she leaves, okay? The island is pretty much fucked.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good for you. Happy as hell. Anyway, so here's what this is like the last. This is another thing that got fucked up. You want to guess?
The other bitch. No, I don't care. What? I mean, I do. My fault.
So, poor Lorenz, the whipping boy that was just desperate to get off the island.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what happened with him? I thought he left on Friday the 13th.
He did leave on Friday the 13th. Okay. Guess what? He was found with the Norwegian guy on some shore, mummified. Mummified. I need to Google mummification, because apparently it happens, like, naturally sometimes. But, yeah, they weren't, like, murked and mummified. They were mummified found, but apparently they, I think they're shipwrecked, maybe because it was Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And they survived the shipwreck and got on the island, or on another like remote little bleepy bloop island. But they ended up dying of thirst. Can you imagine? That's probably such a bad death. Besides getting murdered, I mean, like, I would have to say they died like exposure and of thirst.
Just hot and thirsty.
Hot and thirsty. 120 degrees.
Ew,
no food.
No, I feel like I'm gonna die right now.
They didn't even die of start. Yeah, do you?
No, I mean, just you saying that makes me like sympathetic, like sick. Like, I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
I feel really bad, even though maybe Lorenz killed somebody and two people, maybe not. Like, obviously, he went through some shit, and I feel bad for him, and I feel bad for that Norwegian guy that did not want to sail and took that money. Where's the money now? Doesn't matter. You can't take it with you. So, they died. They gone. And the Whitmers, of all people, who possibly very much were at least an accessory to a murder, they ended up thriving. Thriving. They stayed. They are still there to this day.
They're, what?
I don't think...
To this day? It's like 80 years later.
Well, I think the grandma died, like, age, like... Or not the grandma. Margaret died when she was, like, 95, which was probably not that long ago. I can't do math in my head. But, no, there are generations of Whitmers on that island still. And they ended up making a resort that's still there to this day.
You can go visit it?
You can go right now.
It's working?
Yeah. It's a hotel. I should have wrote it down. It's called Whitmer's Lodge, I believe. You can go look at reviews. There are very mixed reviews. Some people say that it's great and they're friendly, the family members that still own it, and, like, you know, they wrote the book and then they talk, I don't think they talk about the murder, but, like, some say they're friendly and it's loving and great. Some say it's a total shithole and there's iguanas and lizards and mosquitoes everywhere and it was miserable and it's a shit box with no air. So, I don't know, maybe we should go visit, maybe not. Maybe
I would.
The island might be cursed at this point, think about it.
Yeah.
Fuck. So, yeah, that's the Galapagos affair, y'all. That's what happened. It's kind of a mystery. We still don't know the
facts. Is the dentist buried on the island? What'd they do with him after he died?
Oh, wow, yeah, good point. Georgia doesn't say in her episode of My Favorite Murder. I actually haven't watched the documentary, but now I really want to because there are some things that I want answered. I know for a fact that nobody ever found the remains of the fucked up Baroness and Robert, but I don't know. I'm assuming he was buried on the island, right? Like, how would they ship him off? Give him a Viking funeral?
I mean, I don't think anybody cared enough to.
They could burn him in those trees if they wanted, but...
Well...
I don't know.
Fuck. That's a weird, crazy story.
It's a weird one. It's a little bit of a, what do you call, deep dive. A little bit of, like, I had never heard of that. Never heard of it before this, and I'm obsessed with true crime. So, I hope you guys liked it. I mean,
yeah,
I thought it was really a fun murder story, if that can, that's a thing.
It is.
I mean, it was full of, like, weird shit. I would have really, liked to have one conversation with the Baroness and just see how fucked up and crazy she was.
Yeah, me too.
I also really want to see that documentary and see the footage of her. And I wonder if they show her boobs.
I wonder if you can just find it on, like, YouTube.
I'm sure. You can find, like, anything on YouTube these days.
Oh, wow. All right. That was good. My fault.
So, yeah, that's it. It's over. The Galapagos affair. Who's your favorite character?
By the end of it, probably Dora.
Really?
Actually, no. Plot twist. Honestly, at the very end of it, the dentist.
No. Oh, because what he said?
I like that he wrote that note. Because he probably truly did put a curse on her. Like, he wrote it on paper, you know? Incantation type shit. So, whatever happened to Dora?
That's another one that I gotta maybe report back on next week. I don't know. I need to Google it. I just think she left the island. I don't know how long she lived. She did. She must have lived a while because she wrote a book. But her book says that they had a very loving last moment. And there was no cursing of the dying breath.
I bet she got cursed. Trust me. All right.
All right.
My fault.
So, that's that on that. Now what?
We leave and come back. My fault. We'll be back.
We leave to talk about towns.
Yeah, to tell you my fault. Bye.
Oh, hi. I just got a nice breeze. We're outside today, and it is daytime, if you haven't noticed. Birds chirping. Anyway, we're back, and we're back with this little segment that we don't have a name for. If you have an idea for this name of the segment, shout it out. DM us on Instagram, Not Tonight Podcast. But this is a segment where we shout out our listeners and where they live, and I love this because we got some weird towns, man. Weird towns. So, today, by the way, we still love Jamaica. Always and forever. We still are on the charts in Jamaica.
Yeah, but, our first live show, we decided it's going to be in Jamaica.
100% Jamaica. So you tell us, Jamaica, where do you want us to come? It's a pretty small island, but we'll get there. Anyway, all right, mine. I think I'm going to give a little shout out, a little, what do you call, an homage to our good friend Britney Spears.
Okay.
It's not Kentwood, I wish, but that's where she's from. It is a town in Louisiana. And here's the thing. 100% of our listeners in Louisiana are from this town. Don't know how many of them there are. Might just be one. It might be 40. Who knows? It's a very small town. Mm-hmm. But it's called Hammond, Louisiana. And it's only 33.7 miles from Kentwood, where Brittany is from.
Aww.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Also, okay, so it's the biggest city. You know how, like, Louisiana has parishes? I still don't really get it.
A what?
They call their towns, like, parishes sometimes.
Yeah.
So, it's the biggest city in, this is hard to pronounce. I'm not going to say it right. Tangipahoa Parish? It's 45 miles east of Baton Rouge. It's 45 miles from New Orleans. So, seemingly, like, that's a pretty good little spot, like a little suburb. You can go to two different cities, whatever. It was founded by this Swedish immigrant dude who escaped during a prison riot and founded this freaking town, but we don't really like him.
Wait, what?
Yeah, his name was Peter some shit, Hammond, Hammerdahl or whatever. He apparently was in prison, like, during some kind of, like, Napoleonic war. I don't know if he was, like, a prisoner of war, if he actually committed a crime, but who cares? There was a riot and he escaped and used that as his opportunity to sail to the Americas and founded this town.
Interesting.
He's also buried under a oak tree there. It's called the Hammond Oak. But we don't like him because he had slaves. He enslaved 30 people.
Oh, no.
So he can go fuck himself. Fuck yourself. But, yeah, it's a small town. There's only 20,037 people. And the crime rate is not good, honey. It's pretty bad, actually. First of all, Louisiana has been ranked the number one most violent state. Didn't know that.
What?
This is according to Wikipedia. I don't know what census they're going off of or whatever. It might not be this year, but they have been ranked number one most violent state. I did not know that.
Louisiana?
Yeah.
That's really weird to me. I would never have guessed that.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all.
People in Louisiana seem, like, so fun.
I have always, like, secretly wanted to, like, maybe live in New Orleans for, like, a year or two. But anyway, so get this. Hammond is the most violent city per capita. So whoever's listening is probably very accustomed to violence.
Damn.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they like true crime. I don't know.
I don't know. But this was gonna bring my fault. They're thugs.
That's Trick Daddy.
Yeah.
Shout out. Well, never mind. We don't like you anymore, Trick Daddy. Stop yelling at girls. Stop yelling at girls, though. But I do love that song. Okay, here's the plot twist.
What?
Somebody lives there that we know.
Jamie Lynn.
Yes. Yes.
I knew
it. It's on her Wikipedia. Not her Wikipedia. On the Hammond, Louisiana Wikipedia page. It's like, you know, notable celebrities or whatever. I was like scrolling through. Most of them are like, whatever, athletes, couple baseball players. Last one listed, Jamie Lynn freaking Spears. Ew.
Lives there?
Lives there.
Well, she's the biggest thug of all. You know why? Did you see that video of her, like, wielding that freaking butcher knife
yeah.
in that restaurant? Was that there?
I don't know if that was there or Kentwood or some other town. Good question. I mean, it's listed on the Wikipedia page that she lives in Hammond, so maybe she's the one listening.
Oh, 100%. My God, she's listening to us.
If you're listening, Jamie Lynn, we don't like you. You can still listen, but you're not our friend. Maybe go be an actual fucking sister and stop fake lying and fake wiping away fake tears.
Go pick up another knife, sweetie.
Or maybe it... Well, no, it's not Brittany, because Brittany doesn't live in Hammond.
No.
I wish it was Brittany.
She probably listens. She's not allowed to listen to us yet, probably.
Ugh. Maybe it's like a Britney stan
town?
Like our listeners in Hammond?
Oh, I think it's just Jamie Lynn.
I mean, it's only 30 miles from Kentwood. It probably is Jamie Lynn, whatever. Ew, Jamie Lynn, we don't like you. Go away. What's yours?
Mine is Tochigi, Japan. I think I'm saying that right, but probably not.
I think we've done this one before.
No way, for real?
It's okay.
Well, did you know about the strawberries?
No, I didn't.
They're, like, really famous for... Well, let me try to tell you where it is, but I'm not really good with, geography. It's in, like, the northern region of Japan. Has, like, a population of, like, 160,000, roughly.
That's a good number.
Yeah, it's not bad. The city escaped war damage during World War II, and many historical temples and traditional shops are, like, still there somehow. So that's cool. And they have, like, all these strawberries, bro. It's basically, like, in the middle of Japan, kind of. I don't know. They have a bunch of strawberries. It's, like, a big poppin', like, strawberry town. They've got, like, a bunch of strawberry fields or something. Like, it's, like, a hobby to walk around and pick strawberries.
Wow. What's the climate, I wonder?
Oh, climate is a humid continental climate characterized by, you know, like, warm summers and cold winters with heavy snowfall, which is actually beautiful.
Probably like us. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds perfect.
Wow,
honestly.
You're just like us, Tochigi. Damn. You know what? Clearly I love Japan. I like to pretend I can speak it, Japanese, but I can't. Why don't we do a live show in Japan? Wow, our first two countries, Jamaica and Japan.
Watashi no
I did look up Annie, are you okay? How do you say it in Japanese? But I don't remember now. My fault. Watashi no se desu.
It's probably something like she's gonna sing it to you.
Memory, Brittany.
Oh no.
Free Brittany, my no se.
Free Brittany, my no se. Oh man.
My fault. What was the other one we did?
It
was
really remember.
Good.
Those are good.
Oh, bops. This hoe is a slut in my book.
Oh,
oh
no.
Man, that's a hard one. Maybe we'll come back with it
someday.
We'll
just have to, like, post, like, a compilation of Siri singing to us in Japanese.
I love Siri singing to us in Japanese. Can people from Japanese please... Can people from Japan please tell us if people actually talk in that sing-songy voice that Siri does?
Watashi no se desu.
Free Brittany, my no se. And then can you also tell us if we're butchering it? Because we probably are. Watashi no se desu.
No, I'm saying it exactly like Siri says it.
Watashi
no se desu.
We used to say matashino, but it is
no,
what?
You said matashino. Matashino se desu. That's how she says it.
Free Brittany,
my no se.
I think maybe we're getting good, maybe we're not. You tell us.
We can start like a K-pop, that's Korea, country.
Different country.
Different country.
But yeah, wait, I wonder what people in Japan listen to. What's their favorite band? What is their favorite genre?
I guarantee it's like Lady Gaga.
You think?
Japan?
I would venture to say they also love Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, probably, like, Drake.
Drake? I've always been fascinated with people, well, countries that maybe don't, even, like, the fans that don't speak English, like, they still are, like, in love with English-speaking music, and they learn all the words, even though, like, they just learn them phonetically, and they don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do all
over
the world.
I love that.
That's what they do.
I love that for them.
I kind of do that myself with, Bad Bunny.
I don't really listen to Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny is, like, awesome, but I don't know what he's saying, because I'm not Spanish, but I... phonetically do.
Oh yeah, I do it with Spanish and Portuguese with
Vamos Sue George.
Pa la playa. You know that song?
Yeah.
I love that song and with Sue George. Oh my gosh. Singing David Bowie in Portuguese.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could do it right now, but I don't. I can't
either.
Oh, when Life on Mars, I love that song.
Yeah, everybody
in Portuguese.
Go listen to Sue George on Spotify.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm a singer. Okay.
That's our podcast.
We love you. Rate, review, subscribe. I can't talk. Subscribe on fucking iTunes, please. Thank you. I appreciate it. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's Not Tonight Podcast on pretty much all of them. You can also send us an email if you want, or a lady problem, because we're actually lady to lady. And as always, call 323-6-butt-30 and tell them whatever you fucking want.
Tell them to let us on their podcast.
Tell them that we're Anna and Courtney. You found us. Yeah. And we're ready to make amends.
Yeah. There you guys go. Yeah.
Go ahead. Or do a cover. Oh my gosh, we have to do a cover of their theme song. They're accepting theme song covers.
Fuck.
We can do a good one.
Yeah, we'll do the best one.
All right. Love you.
My fault.
What did I say this? Goodbye, I guess.
Go Blackie Teppy.
Send us your suggestions, too, for what you want us to fucking talk about.
Actually, don't.
Stop it.
Actually, no, don't. It's our podcast. You're right.
I'll accept true crime, cryptid, weird stories. I will.
I guess you can ask me, too, about pop culture bullshit if you want to.
If you want to talk about Ed Kemper, tell me, and I will talk about it. If you want me to talk about Marilyn Monroe and how she was murked, I will talk about it. That would be like a three-parter, though. That's deep.
All right, good luck, y'all.
Good luck, y'all.
What's that song I'll say?
It's
the outro song?
No, it's like do ba-da-boo.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-da-boo-wee.